Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital? Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the General Hospital recap for August 9th through 13th.
Friday the 13th.
I know.
Okay, so I didn't take any notes because I binge watched. And the thing that stuck out of my head is I think that someone is listening to our podcast.
I for the show. Know.
You probably have a different reason than I do, but this week, Joss said, it is what it is. And I was like, stop using that phrase!
Okay, well then that would have been before you started talking about it.
But it went Carly, and then Jason, and now Joss. So every week, someone's going to say, it is what it is, and I'm going to yell every single time, just so you know. That's how it goes. So what were you going to say? Why are they listening to us that you picked up on?
No, there's just been certain things that I'm just like, we talked about that. We talked about that.
Okay.
I'm just going to get to it.
Uh-oh.
Is that seriously this tribute to Stuart Damon?
That better not be.
Is that seriously?
That cannot be.
That is not
no.
a tribute to Stuart Damon. Nothing against Sean Donnelly. We all know that I have fallen in love with him. He was on for 10 years and left on his own will.
Right.
Stuart Damon was on the show for 30 years, killed off, which people were not so happy about.
Right.
It has come back multiple times as a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And all he gets is 2 minutes at the end of a show? No.
No.
No character remembrance or anything?
Nope.
No. That cannot be it.
I thought they were going to lead into it when...
I liked our idea.
Well, I liked our idea too, but I thought they were going to lead into it whenever Felix and
yes,
Liz were talking about, remember whenever we first started
yep.
out and we did this, we did that. I was like, oh, okay, this is the Alan episode. It's going to lead us into the Quartermains did this and I was friends with Emily and blah, blah, blah and all of that.
Yep.
And then it didn't. And I was very upset.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that there's still a real episode.
They could bring Emily back and share. She could share with someone and just be like, hey, dad's busy, blah, blah, blah.
Right. I'm not going to bring Emily back, though.
That can't. No. I meant as a ghost. I meant as a ghost.
Just make sure that we clarify.
No. Meant as a ghost. That cannot.
Mm-mm.
I.
No, there has to be a full episode coming.
It was a beautiful 2-minute video.
Right. But that's not a tribute. No.
No. Mm-mm. That is not. We're planning a special tribute episode.
Right.
No.
I agree.
No. I had very strong feelings about that.
I get that. I'm with you. I was very much annoyed also.
So then I did do a little bit of research because we were talking about Ryan being able to communicate. And according to brainandspinalcord.org, patients with locked-in syndrome can hear you and may be able to respond. He or she typically has global paralysis except for blinking and vertical eye movements. Some can answer yes or no questions by blinking or moving their eyes if you establish a code beforehand. Today, those with locked-in syndrome may be able to use technology to aid in communicating. Advances in computer and brain interfaces even make it possible for those who cannot blink or move their eyes to answer yes or no questions. So they have ways of connecting. There's a head mouse device that it uses head movement to move a computer mouse or cursor, allowing the person to select letters on a speech device, type, or communicate online. There's eye gaze devices, electromyographic sensors, known as EMG technology. This technology is most well known as the tech that allowed Stephen Hawking to continue to communicate despite motor neuron disease. So, yes, the way that Harmony is communicating with him is possible. But there are like advanced ways.
They probably don't do that if you're in jail, though, which is why Harmony had to come up with
probably not.
They're probably not spending that kind of money. No. So
I thought that was interesting because after we talked about it, yeah. I was like, all right, you know, I need to know. So
I'm glad there is help because that seems way easier than Harmony's way.
Yep. So all that to bring us to Ryan's letter to Spencer.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad that Nicholas put everything together because they could have really had him play dumb and I was going to be so annoyed.
Mm-hmm. Just think, though, if he had only waited 2 days to send that letter,
mm-hmm.
Nicholas would have nothing.
Right.
Because it was Valentine's Day was when the cockroach
yep.
happened. Somebody on Twitter tagged us. So I was on vacation all week. And I know we got tagged in a lot of things and I didn't get a chance to watch, especially this week, like the night of. So I kind of just ignored them. Sorry. Because I don't like spoilers. We've all established this. Right. Now. Somebody said that there was no return stamp on the letter at first. And then there was a return stamp. I love continuity errors. So good eye. I did not go back and double check you. So I am totally trusting your judgment. What do you think the lesson is that Nicholas is going to teach Spencer at his party? Don't you think that Spencer would be scarred from having a party after it burned down the last time he had a party?
Well, maybe they're not going to play with fire this time.
No, instead he gets VIP bracelets and DJs from California.
So weird. And why, if we can have a second launch, is there not always a second launch?
Right. Why is everyone stuck on the island?
The Canadians have plenty of money. They could afford an all-time running second launch. You always hear, oh, should I send the launch back? No, just buy a second right. one.
The launch isn't there. I can't get back to the mainland. Oh, the captain of the launch is blah, blah, blah. Now we have a second launch.
Yeah.
Maybe he rented a private boat to come in to act as a second launch.
Still, they should have a second one all the time. That's absurd. I just thought they couldn't for some reason. Apparently they can't.
Maybe he has a party launch.
I want to know where all these kids are coming from to show up for this party, though. They better be keeping some of them and having parties later on for PCU and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't ever see any other kids.
No. But
there's enough for a big party.
Well, we saw them all at the Halloween party, the Halloween dance, whatever it was. Yes. They were all on the true. Haunted Star. Those kids.
Well, hopefully they use the same kit.
We're not going to document them as recasts if they
no,
don't.
No, I'm not going to research that far back. But it would make sense if we use the same people because maybe one or two would be really good. And we could pull them into some storyline.
Yes.
I don't know what Nicholas is going to do.
I'm glad that he went immediately and told Ava.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, nope, it's my son. Not even going to try to hide this from you.
Right.
Love it.
Maybe he'll just place some things around the house that seem like they came from Ryan.
Ooh.
Like attacking Spencer. Because that's what they kept saying is he never went after Spencer.
Yeah.
Maybe now.
Now that he's alone. Yeah. Now the stalker has the opportunity mm-hmm. to target Spencer.
To freak him out.
The one thing that was driving me crazy, though, is when they kept saying he wasn't even around when these things happened. And I'm like, male.
Right.
Male.
And he was male. Around. That's what you're going to find out but, eventually, well, Nicholas, is that he was.
He's already assuming that. He's right. like, I'm definitely thinking that he was around a lot longer than he says.
Yes.
But it was Ava. Ava kept saying, but he wasn't even here. And I'm like, you are a smart woman.
Yeah.
It was the male.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. I don't like it. I mean, I do. I'm interested.
I'm glad that they're finally coming to the end of it, though, because I'm yes. getting impatient.
Yes.
And hopefully it can save their relationship because they don't want to be divorced. And we like them together.
I was very happy that Spencer thought it was funny that Trina wrote Kick Me on His Back.
Yes.
When he thought back to it, he just kind of smirked.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, she's not going to let him just keep getting away with his jerkiness.
Mm-mm. And I did like Joss's gentle, listen, I think you guys like each other. Just letting you know, he's yeah. got some issues.
Right.
He's a handful, mm-hmm. but she was also giving her a little bit of background. Like, he's got some problems. Like, yeah. Not problems, but, like, you know, he never got to know his mom. He this, that, and the other thing. So just, like, a proceed with caution. Because he hasn't given them any reason to be concerning since he's been back.
But I think that that'll be funny if they play it the right way, because he's going to freak out. And then Trina's going to be like, what is wrong? Why are you so freaked out? And then he's going to have to admit that it was him all along.
Can we stop having people lie to Trina? Poor girl.
Poor girl.
But Laura setting Spencer straight on, this is my husband.
Yep.
He did not intentionally, although we did talk about this, that it was totally a conflict of interest for Kevin to be trading his brother.
Right.
And he doesn't backtalk her. He's like, all you had to do was ask.
Yep.
Done.
I loved it. I was sad they aged up baby Donna.
Not that much, though.
Not that much. Because
the first thing I said is, yeah, she's not a teenager. Not but a did teenager. They? But did they? She's.
Yeah. If you look at the twins that played her before to the little girl that's playing her now, there's definitely an age difference there.
They changed the actress, but she was born. She's almost two.
I think that little girl's more like 3 and a half.
Jason was. So, and here's the thing, though. Jason was getting overly excited about, not overly excited. Oh, her name's Ava Avendano. She is a beautiful young lady.
She was too big for that high chair, though. I think they were trying to keep her a little bit younger. She was too big for that high chair.
Well, this is where I was getting a little confused because, hold on, let's check out. Hold on, geez. All right, they don't have her age on here. But where I was getting confused was, not confused. I wish they had mentioned why it was a big deal that Jason was like, oh, good, you can feed yourself.
Right.
Because she has, she is supposed to have spina bifida.
Right.
I don't know what challenges come with that. I do know that there are some motor skills and things like that. But it would have been great, especially with how great the show is at incorporating these things, if that had been brought in.
Yes.
Somehow when she had been taken away, you know, and Carly said, you're always so good and supportive of her learning these skills and everything. Okay, you saw Steve Burton this week.
Yes.
You did not see Jason Morgan. You saw Steve Burton feeding a baby this week.
That was cute.
Because he's like, no. And I'm like, oh, that's a dad moment. But her calling him dad, she is almost two. It is too soon for her to confuse. That's Jason. Jason has been there since the day you were born.
Right.
He has been there the day that all of your kids were born, Carly. He has raised. He raised Michael.
Right. Right. And they call him Jason all the time.
Right.
There's never confusion there. It's not like Joss suddenly started calling him dad 6 months ago and that's what she's hearing.
And him saying, like, they will be my family. They are your family.
Yeah.
Friends are family.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, yeah, that bothered me a little, just a little bit. Just enough where I was like, seriously.
I didn't like either side of it because she was pushing it one way where it's like, slow down, Carly. You know you're not getting into this marriage for the right reasons. So quit pushing him as dad. And then he was totally against it where I don't think that you should be against it. I think you should just twist it the other way of, yeah, they're family. They've been family.
Right. They've never not been family.
Right.
Like, that's just.
Yep.
Yeah. But we got to see Sunny out of it.
Yes.
It was nice to see Sunny.
Except for they killed Lenny already.
That was sad.
Did you cry?
I actually did not.
Okay, good. I was like, seriously?
Because I called it. Because when they were dancing and then he slowed down and he's dying.
Yeah.
And JD's like, what? It's like, nothing. And then as soon as she said, we're going to go sit outside and have some iced tea, I was like, yep, he's dying. And then the second that she got up, I was like, yep, he's dying.
He's dead.
So I'm sorry that I totally called it. But
yeah,
I was happy for them that they got those last moments and that he said, you know, he was where he wanted to be. He got one last dance with his wife.
Yeah.
They got to just go enjoy the sun setting together. Okay, I might now cry.
Don't but cry. It's okay.
It was a beautiful send off. He got to die on his terms.
I liked that. I just felt like they killed him too soon. I was not ready for him to go. I feel like we could have moved the storyline along a little bit more with Mike by needing him to go see other doctors.
Do you know why I think I didn't cry? Because I was researching what you needed to get a fishing license in Pennsylvania. Because I'm like, pretty sure you need some kind of a photo ID. And to get a photo ID, you need a social security card and a birth certificate. So no, Mike, you can't go fishing. I think that's why, and as I was researching it, that's why I was researching it. I'm like, he's dying. Okay, back to Google. And you need proof of residency to get a driver's license.
Yep.
Yep. So. Sorry, in Pennsylvania, you're not fishing, Mike.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's probably why I didn't cry. in case you wanted to know.
I just love that you're so thorough. Let me tell you what you do need. You can like print one of those papers out. Here's your checklist. Do you have ID? Do you have a social card?
Oh, wait, that's right. You don't even know your actual name.
Right.
Oh, but did you see? This is why I thought somebody might be listening to us, because there was a bit of a close-up on the table tent of the Tano Beer Specials.
Oh, okay.
Space Camper IPA. Oh, shoot. I forgot to check if these were real. It's $6. It's a juicy tropical pineapple coconut American IPA, 5.7% alcohol, made in Kansas City, Missouri. Cloud Lifter is a citrusy, so it's very fuzzy, guys. Sorry. Made in Lincoln, Nebraska. That's $6. Lupulin River, a South American specialty. Sparkling River Brewing Company, Auburn, California.
Hmm.
Okay, so we're going to do a quick, Google search on those too. And then Little Harry, I don't know if this is Little Harry Uplift.
Hold it.
What? I can't read it because I got a pause line in the middle of it.
Oh, yeah. we're just making up names now.
Mountain Falls Brewing Company in Nebraska. It's $8. And then 90 Shilling Craft is a red ale. And those are the Tano Beer Specials.
Mountain what?
Mountain Falls Brewing Company. I think it says Nebraska. Oh, Lupulin River Knee Deep Brewing Company. It's a real IPA. This double IPA includes Mosaic and Simcoe hops, South American specialty malt, and tons of tastiness by Kern River Brewing Company. Okay. Wait, I think these are real. Space Camper IPA. Space Camper IPA is made by Boulevard Brewing Company. Yes, I'm over 21. Space Camper IPA, our newest year-round offering, is on a mission to save beer drinkers from heavy-handed bitterness with juicy tropical fruit flavors imparted by massive late additions of Ukano, Eldorado, and Galaxy Hop. That actually sounds like something I drink. I'm not a beer drinker, guys, just in case anyone, like, I'm not bashing it. I don't drink beer. Mountain Falls.
In North Carolina? Is that what you keep bringing up?
No.
That's what keeps coming up on mine. Mountain Falls Brewing Company, Hendersonville, North Carolina.
Well, let's get part of it. Little Harbor IPA? Missing Mountain Brewing Company is Cayuga Falls. Oh, boy. I'm sorry. I messed up that one. I'm just really impressed that all of these are actual beers.
That is neat that they did some research.
90 Shilling is a medium-bodied amber ale with distinct burnished copper color and deeply pleasant aroma.
Okay.
The name 90 Shilling comes from the Scottish method of taxing beer. Only the highest quality beers were taxed 90 shillings. I know we did not get all the answers to all of them, but I am very excited about the fact that these are actual. And it says drink local at the bottom.
That's cute.
And yet the irony.
None of those are local.
None of those are Pennsylvania. And Pennsylvania makes a lot of beer.
Yeah.
Maybe you heard of some Rolling Rock. Used to be an hour away from Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then they sold Iron City. Stoney's. Did you know that Shirley Jones' dad or Shirley Jones is from the Stoney's family?
No.
Do you know who Shirley Jones is?
No.
The mom from the Partridge Family.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I love that, you know, all kinds of things.
I've known that my whole life because that's what my dad drinks, whatever.
Didn't know that. Sorry.
Yep. All right. So there's your little beer history. It was on Thursday's opening. So I guess we could go back and rewatch it, but mm-hmm. I'm not going to right now.
No.
Because we got stuff to do. All right. So now that we're done with Lenny's death and the beer list. Oh, we shouldn't be laughing at it, but okay.
We're not laughing at his death. We're laughing at that you're a dork and like to look up everything.
Yes, exactly. So what's next? Oh, I did like that Britt understood Jason's decision. And he said he did not make a single one of those decisions based on his best interest.
Right.
I liked that he said that.
I feel like she knew that.
Or yeah. What he wants. Or what mm-hmm. he wants. Oh, but she needed him to say it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I understand.
And Jason talking Jax down.
Jax, we had this conversation last time. He's just so ridiculous with it. She is an adult. You cannot force her to do anything.
No, and go talk to her.
Exactly. She's old enough and reasonable enough that if you expressed your concern, maybe she would want to move in with you. I don't see that happening, but at least have a conversation instead of talking to everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was weird that they brought out the box of her toys from whenever she was little. I don't ever remember seeing that doll before.
Neither do I. However, she did let Trina know she used to walk around dressed like corn.
Yes.
I love that she brings it up all the time. And Trina's like, all right, we'll get back to that. But right now, let's handle this.
What else happened this week? I feel like that's all the stuff that stuck out to me.
Trina really struggled with accepting that Portia was flawed. And Ava
killed it.
Oh, she does not have to tell you that, Trina.
Right.
Not even sugarcoating.
Nope.
She was just like, she is your mom. And like mm-hmm. we say all the time, this was another thing that I was thinking, oh, maybe someone listens. Because we used to always say, even your adult children should not know your marriage problems.
Right.
Nope.
Yeah, Ava was killing it with that. She laid it all out there. I'm sorry that you're upset, Trina, but no. And I liked that she was like, who told you this? How did you even find out this information?
She's like, your mom just told you? Like, she just came out?
Wow, but that happened.
Right.
And then Trina was like, no, no, that's not what happened.
I like that Portia and Jordan are still able to be friends.
Yeah.
They're being mature about it.
Being mature about like, it. I don't know if they're going to be friends, but
they're still
mature.
I don't think they were ever really friends.
Right.
But their relationship has not changed based on.
Right.
Anything that has come out, because none of it, they weren't married when this happened and like all the things.
Yes.
Poor Stella apologizing to Trina though. And Trina being like, I don't think there's anything to apologize for.
No, she needed to apologize.
She did.
She needed to apologize. I'm glad that she felt bad. She should have felt bad. Why are you screaming
absolutely
someone's business in the middle of the GH hallways, even if
Trina at their job, at
right.
their job.
Exactly.
Mm-mm. Which is just, you shouldn't be doing it in the middle of the hallway to begin with, but at someone's job.
Right.
Like,
no. So I'm glad that she apologized.
I did like that Jordan and Curtis both tried to not tell her things.
Right.
They were like, no, no, no.
It's okay.
You just got upset. Oh, yeah. Well, then that did happen, huh? Well, you know, you kind of let Trina know that her mom and I had an affair back in the day. And yeah, maybe the divorce had something to do with it, but
yeah.
How has she not figured out this letter by now, though?
I'm telling you, it's ridiculous. And how are they not going to figure it out? You get a copy of official papers whenever everything is filed.
Oh, so they'll figure it out soon.
So they should. They should. If you want to be divorced, you're on the lookout for those. You're calling your attorney asking, hey, did that get processed? What the heck?
Yeah. Very, very true. And then Naomi died?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Wouldn't it be nice if they somehow tied her into dying the same way that Neil did? That way we could get some closure on his.
That would be lovely.
Because he somehow died of a drug overdose between his toes.
Toes, right. And hers was.
Which is not uncommon
neck.
If you are a drug user.
Right.
For that to happen. However.
Right. But that's not a place you normally look for.
Correct. So maybe Neil has some kind of a tie to the past with Hayden too.
That would be fun. I would like if they put that all together. I would have liked her to be around a little bit longer before they killed her, though.
Right! And now Finn has to figure out
how to tell Violet.
Yes.
Sorry that your grandma popped into town. Now she's dead.
Right. Did you ever notice that only Sam calls Liz Elizabeth?
I guess that's true.
Maybe Laura does sometimes, now that I'm thinking about it in my head. And obviously Lucky did when he wrote that super romantic song about her.
I love the smile you get when you talk about that.
It was a beautiful song.
I think Laura's called her Liz before.
I think she calls her Liz, but I think she calls her Elizabeth.
Elizabeth when it's like a serious conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, Sam.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Says Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Huh.
Good job putting two and two together, though, that Naomi saying a full name.
Exactly.
Because I'm sitting there going, Hayden would not have called Violet a time suck. She has to be lying. Okay, good, but who's that? And now she's dead. And her body is not cold after 5 minutes.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Okay.
But I was distracted in those scenes because Sean was there and he was looking mighty fine this week. Not that he doesn't always, but.
But seriously, what's it going to take for him to be cleared?
I don't know. So ridiculous.
And then I did not like this when Sean was like, we should call the cops. And Sam's like, I can't call the cops. You can't call the cops. We're both on parole. We'll call somebody that I know will help us. Oh, yeah. It's a cop. She's making Dante go against.
Right.
He wouldn't even lie on the stand for his wife for them to adopt a baby.
Right. But he's going to lie for
Sam. But he's going to cover Sam.
Yep. I thought the same
thing. And an actual, there's nothing wrong with what happened here.
Exactly.
Like, you didn't kill her, did you?
Right.
Nope. Oh, okay.
Right. And they should be able to fingerprint or whatever and realize
right.
they were not part of it.
Right. Or not for nothing. Sam's a little maybe too short to get the angle that.
Right.
I mean, I'm not trying. Her shoes were killing me this week, but they have to because Sean is so tall. She's just that teeny tiny. I love it.
She is very teeny tiny.
And you don't really realize it until you see her next to these guys and then you see her shoes and you're like, aw.
How long do they make you wear those? Ow.
Right? I hope that she enjoys the shoes that she gets to wear.
I hope so too. I liked that they did have the conversation between Sam and Dante be real life though. Oh, my kid's just calling me to whine about they can't find something right. or they lost something or whatever. And that was cute.
But you know who else would be candidates for the single parents anonymous
who
group?
Who else do you want to put in the single
parents? Olivia anonymous? Could be because she raised Dante by herself. Oh yeah. And she is raising Sam and Dante's brother. She was raising him as a single mother mm-hmm. for a period of time. Mm-hmm. Oh, and Alexis, yeah. Their sister Christina's mom raised all of them as a single mom too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So their own mothers who raised them and their siblings.
Nope, it's just the two of them.
Nope, the two of them.
They're the only ones that go to the club.
And where are they getting beer and snacks and possibly dinner now that the floating rib's gone? Is that the Savoy? That's kind of fancy for...
That is kind of fancy.
And that's a club.
Yeah, that's
It's not beer and snacks. Mm-mm. When Charlie? I hear beer and snacks, oh, maybe, okay. Yeah, they could go see their sister, who's the manager. She'll hook them up.
And be like, why is with my sister...
Food. With food.
Why is my sister dating my brother? This is weird.
Ugh.
Oh, my goodness. And then my favorite part of the whole week was Scott and Liesl.
They're so They're cute. Adorable.
I love them. They're funny and witty and adorable.
Oh, I love them.
Yep.
Can we never, ever, ever break them up, please?
Yeah.
I never want them to get to be too serious either. Like, I don't want them to be.
Right. Yeah. They don't need to get married. They just have to.
No, keep this, just like, keep them together. This way. Mm-hmm. You know, it obviously get more serious, whatever. But well, like, I mean, even Britt
was
said,
asking him to go away with her. Right. So that's right. That level of serious.
But we and don't need.
It. No, they don't need to get married.
Right. We don't need to do all those things. But Britt saying that's the happiest that she's ever seen her mom and her trying to explain how Victor Cassadine is a step up from Faison was the yes. best.
Yes.
So we know that Epiphany is still in Cabo.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that Liz and Felix are hazing Willow right now? When he was like, she is so green. I feel like he told her to do something that she can't actually do.
Maybe.
Because as soon as he did it, he went over to Liz and was like, remember when we were that green? You know, and Liz kind of had like a smirk and I was like, are they hazing her?
Maybe. Maybe that'll make her chill out some, be more fun.
Monica asking why she did not take Chase's name. That is a good reason though. She started nursing school as Tate.
Exactly. I wouldn't have changed it then anyway. Lots of people have their professional name and their personal name.
Yep. Loved that Brooklyn spoke up for Chase
mm-hmm.
and was like, listen, you too.
Exactly.
Knock it off. But then also realizing that she needs to tell Valentine.
But you get
she
that.
She didn't say it.
But you get that. Every time that she says it, her face does that. But here's I have a big
Their situations
issue.
Are 100% not alike.
Same. Right.
Brooklyn is protecting the safety of a child from someone who we do not know is dead.
Right.
She is protecting the safety and well-being of a child.
We don't know that he's dead either. His body's
true.
Missing.
True. That is true. Very true. Willow and Chase aren't. Or Willow and Michael aren't.
No.
They're protecting themselves.
Right.
That's it.
Right. But he's going to have heard her say the whole 5-step rule, and that's why he's not going to improve for a while. He's going to get mean.
I'm kind of looking forward to his personality changing a little bit.
That's fine.
I don't want him to lose him, though, because he is a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
Do not like Austin egging him on, though. But at least Austin was straight up, listen, you can get anywhere in the house.
Right.
Can you just go do this for me? He wasn't actually...
Yes, he didn't
being
lie.
As manipulative as I thought he was going to be at the beginning.
Right.
Because I thought he was going to mess with his recovery.
Yeah.
But nope. I don't know. I still think that Chase is not going to go through with being mean to... I think he's not going to let them off easy.
I don't think it'll last for long. But
no, but he's going to be the one to end it and be like, listen, I know about you guys.
Right.
No, he should
All
definitely
you had to do
is tell me.
Make them feel like a jerk. I just hope that he doesn't take it too far.
I don't think he will. I think... No matter what he does, they're going to feel like jerks because they are.
Right.
Like, they've reached the Yes. They should have, like Austin said. And yeah, she married you because she thought you were dying. But guess what? You've been alive for how long now?
Exactly.
At some point here. And she's been affectionate towards him. And she, like, there have been reasons for Chase to believe that his marriage to her is real.
Right.
And going through what you hear about, you know, yeah, there's an issue with somebody's physical, whatever. Like, there's always going to, those are all things that come with injury and sickness and everything like that. There's things to adapt to. That's probably what he's reading on and things like that, you know, that he's
part of marriage.
Yeah. He's probably like, okay, so, you know, I can't do this. So she's probably just like being careful and doesn't want to.
Right.
And that's why he's telling her, you don't have to be like, we can work on this together, you know, but now he's starting to say, oh, wait.
Yeah.
Hmm.
We'll see where it goes.
Yep. Edward was rethinking his will, apparently. And Ned, thank you. Because I'm sitting here going, well, I wasn't here, but I was I was watching it going,
You were just yelling Tracy's name at the
T. Oh, when the second he said trouble with a capital T. First of all, I got Elvis in my head. And you're looking for trouble? Mm-mm. Okay. Tomorrow, the day that this is released is the anniversary of Elvis's passing. Can we all have a moment of silence? Okay, that can be it. Today is my Grammy's birthday, the 15th, and she was in love with Elvis, and he died the day after her birthday.
Aww.
Mm-hmm. But, and Ned can sing, and so we go back to Elvis and Ned there. Okay. Second that he said trouble with a capital T, I was like, oh God, what did Tracy do now?
Yes, exactly.
But the fact that she knew, it Austin has a case.
Yep.
And I was like, you guys can't fight that.
Exactly.
You know, if one of you is willingly, and Ned said it.
I hope she comes back just for a little snippet.
Well, we have 4 months until Christmas, so she always comes back around Christmas now.
I know, but I don't want them to drag it out till Christmas. No. No dragging out till Christmas.
But I did like that Ned was like, I don't know what the right thing is.
Mm-hmm.
And Olivia was all,
Oh, honey, thanks for doing the right thing.
Shucker. So JD asked me, has there ever been a time on the show that someone is not mad at somebody else? And I was like, no.
No, it wouldn't be any fun then.
No, I was like, well, holiday episodes, maybe. I was like, but even still, then sometimes we still get the little.
Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was funny.
So cute. No, we need the drama. That's the whole point.
I know. And when in real life is there ever a time.
Exactly.
When somebody you know is not mad at somebody else? Never?
No.
Okay. That's all that I have. Don't get intimidated by my 3 pages. There, a lot of them are handwritten, like huge.
No, they're good. I just did not take notes because I watched them all in a row and yeah, didn't happen.
I guess that brings us
to reality check. You should have a way more fun reality because you were on vacation. I forgot the Oreos. I found them and I bought them.
Oh my gosh!
So it's going to have to be done. Continue to next week. I'm so sorry. I took a picture and sent them to you. It's like, I got the Oreos. I put them right on the counter so I wouldn't forget them. And I did not bring them. So
jeez Louise.
I'll have to wait one more week to see if it loses its poppiness when you dip it in milk, which I'm still telling you it absolutely has to, but whatever. So besides that find, my week was not that exciting. I came home. Emily got her learner's permit. That's
yay
in our house, or terrifying, however you want to look at it. And Madeline had her first cheer game yesterday, which is how I got this lovely sunburn.
Aww.
Because every year I forget to put on sunscreen the first game. And then I come home and complain about how burnt I am. So followed tradition and did it again this year.
Is that like a good luck charm now? Like, do you have to do it?
No, I'm so flustered the first day because we're trying to get out the door on time.
Yeah.
And this year it was even more so because
I'm really surprised at that because you are so like, sunscreen.
I am.
Sunscreen.
And Madeline was sunscreened from head to toe, even parts of her body that the sun was not going to hit because she had her uniform on. But because I'm like, we have to go, blah, 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 I did not take time to sunscreen myself. And the other kids were in a hurry because they were going to their dad's afterwards to help move houses and whatever. And so, yeah, Madeline was sunscreened. She does not have a dot of sunburn on her, but I have a whole bunch. So there you go. I will survive. It'll be okay. And then hopefully I'll remember next year not to do this. But yeah, that's it.
Set yourself a reminder.
Everyone says that about everything and I don't do reminders.
I do it all the time. I set myself reminders for in the future all the time. And then it pops up and I'm like, oh, thank you, Pa Shannon.
Thank you, Pa Shannon. Okay.
It's how I remember to cancel subscriptions for things.
Yeah, I forget everything all the time. Mm-hmm. Yep. I just don't do that. All right. So tell us all about your vacation, because you had to have been doing super fun things the whole week.
Well, I came back with a lot of bug bites because no joke, there are a ton of bugs in South Carolina.
Won't be taking Madeline there.
And I sprayed up with bug spray.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just not as much as I should have. I definitely did get a little bit more golden, and I did put sunscreen on.
Good girl.
But we had a good time. We went to Fort Sumter, which is where the Civil War started. And my husband used to do Civil War reenactment.
I was going to say, he must have totally geeked out.
Well, it was my idea. And he's like, you know, we don't have to go. I was like, we're going to be an hour away from where the Civil War started. Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
He's not the only nerd in the family.
That's very true.
And we got to visit a place called the Boone Plantation, which at first I was like, I don't really want to go to a plantation.
Yeah.
But they sell like combo tickets with Fort Sumter. And I looked up the plantation, and they have received awards and accolades for the way that they portray how slaves were treated during the day.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, okay, cool. We can go explore this place. The kids can actually learn,
because mm-hmm.
they actually have a, I think she's a descendant of, they're Gullah Geechee.
Okay.
Which is like the heredity. And this woman shares about their past. And it was a really nice intellectual hearing how things used to be, you know, and realizing really have come a far way, but at the same time, not so much. Three things I did not know about this plantation before we went. One, the gardens are in the shape of butterfly wings. So if you're looking at above it, that's right down cool. the middle is the butterfly body, but then the sides are shaped like the wings. And I'm like, what? I love butterflies, guys. Like, kind of, it's a problem. It's not obsessive. A problem. It's not obsessive.
It's an obsession.
I just really like them.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know that they had them, and then found out. Also, it's where the movie The Notebook was filmed.
Oh, wow.
Part of it, the plantation was used as Allie's summer home.
Okay.
And then when they filmed the lake scene where they're caught in the rain, was in the lake behind the house.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's where Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively got married.
Very cool.
Yeah. No idea. Huh. I was like, oh, okay. But so it was really, really good. And that was just Monday. I'm not going to take you through my entire week.
Aww.
But we also went to a couple different beaches and went on a dolphin watch Thursday morning. That was fun. We did see live dolphins, actually. So we followed one or two on the dolphin watch. But then when we were at Fort Sumter in the Charleston Bay, they have a bunch of dolphins.
Oh.
So we kind of got like a twofer. And then we did this thing called Pirate's Voyage, which is like medieval times, but it's pirate themed instead.
Okay.
On Friday night. And then we took forever getting home yesterday, and I'm exhausted today.
Okay.
And the whole way home. So my son's going to college this week, and I'm not really there.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. Right. And I can't talk about it too much.
Right.
Because I've already done it. I cried the last day on the beach. Like, I just lost it. He and I were having a great conversation out in the middle of the ocean. Not in the middle of the ocean, obviously. You know, about 20 feet off the coast. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to go sit on the beach, like up on, and I just started crying. I was like, I can't. Mm. So then he introduced me to this podcast called Distractable. Do your girls listen to or watch Markiplier? He's a YouTuber. So he's told me about this guy Markiplier before. And we've watched some of the videos. He's really funny. There is language. So I'm not even going to, like, there's adult language. So if you are a child or if you monitor what your kids, my son is 19.
Right.
Okay, I'm not watching this with a 9-year-old,
mm-hmm.
so I'm also not suggesting that for that age. But Distractable is a podcast with Mark Fishbach, who is Markiplier, Wade Barnes, and Bob Myskins. They come up with a topic each week. It is so cool. So the three of them are friends. They come up with a topic, and two of them have to tell stories related to the topic, and the third one awards points. And then whoever wins, and there's no rhyme or reason to the points.
Okay.
It's just like really random. Like, oh, I like how you incorporated the use of color in that. You get 127 points.
Okay.
Or you said my name right, you know, or you took me down like another thought process. Like, you get 2 points. No rhyme or reason.
Okay.
And whoever wins gets to host and be the judge for the next week's episode. So we listened to it for 10 hours.
Oh my God.
We listened to every single. So during the week, we listened to a bunch of them too. So it was really nice to be able to listen to this entire show, you know, with my son on the way home from vacation, getting ready to send him off to school. And there's no new episodes until Mondays, but they have things like Hold My Beer, convention. Bob's Fridge was the first one that I listened to. He actually had me listen to it a couple weeks ago because it has to do with this guy talking about how his new fridge installation got messed up.
Mm-hmm.
And it is hysterical. And so I'm in real estate and my son's like, stuff like this happened. I was like, oh my God, dude. So that's kind of how it got started with me liking it. And so I really recommend this show. And then they talk about hair, body odor, camping, fake technology, supernatural. Like, so they just all share stories. It is just so funny. And every episode is about an hour. I loved it. So it was a really nice way to end vacation, was listening to another podcast because I'm caught up on ours. And I found out on Friday, I think it was Friday, that a friend of mine called me while we were at the beach, and I think she thought that we were home, and she has been trying to have a baby. She's had several pregnancies that have become miscarriages, and they started the adoption process while they were also still trying, and they found out Thursday that they were getting two babies.
That's so exciting!
So she now has two babies, and I am just like beside myself that she gets to be a mom. So it's not mine, but I was just like, she's like, what you doing? I was like, I'm at the beach. She's like, oh, I'm like, you don't call. What's up?
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, you text.
I'm so happy for her.
Yes. Me too. And especially, I mean, not especially, but you know, especially when
it's been such a process. So
hard.
Yeah.
So hard. And I can't wait to meet them. It's a boy and a girl.
Cool.
And they're little. So yeah, but that's it. And while I was on the beach, I read Love in Maine.
There you go.
Which is the book that we have talked about Molly Lansing Davis wrote when she was like 12.
Which, as you're reading, you're like, why is a 12-year-old writing this?
But it was published by Connie Falconeri, so it now kind of works its way out why she was angry about some stuff.
But now you understand why Molly could have never got that book published on her own.
Nope. I don't think she wrote certain parts of it.
I hope not.
I don't see how she possibly could have.
I really hope not.
No way she could have. Okay. Not with the Molly that we knew at 12.
Right.
No way could she have written certain parts of that.
Right.
But that was definitely a woman's writing.
Oh, yeah.
An experienced woman's writing. Let's put it that way. So Thursday is 411. We are going to discuss Love in Maine, a novel by Connie Falconeri, which was actually a featured storyline on the show, too. And the perfect beach read or perfect summer read. So just go get it on Amazon and read it before Thursday and then listen to us talk about it.
Have a good week.
And we'll meet you at the pier.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review. And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at pier54podcast@gmail.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.